This is GIS News. Coming up, Ministry of Health continues preparations for Zika virus, direct flights from Ireland to arrive next year, and support for Education Ministry to place students in schools near home. The news in detail after this message.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's two-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-9224 for details.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is enhancing its preparedness for any possible introduction of the Zika virus into Jamaica. This follows reports of a suspected case of the virus in the Dominican Republic, which the Pan American Health Organization indicates has not yet been laboratory confirmed. Permanent Secretary Dr. Kevin Harvey says regions and parishes have been alerted to work closely with parish councils to ensure an integrated approach to controlling the mosquito population. Dr. Harvey says there has been an increase in nuisance mosquitoes due to the settling of water in drains and other areas subsequent to recent rains. He says the ministry will continue to work in partnership with the parish councils to reduce the general mosquito population, and fogging will be done, especially in high-risk areas. Jamaica is to begin receiving visitors via direct flights from Ireland in the coming months. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeil says the ministry has reached an agreement with European conglomerate TUI Group for the introduction of a new direct charter flight from Dublin to Montego Bay in the summer of 2016. This, the minister outlines, is being facilitated through TUI Group subsidiaries Falcon Holidays and Thompson Holidays.
The service will begin to Montego Bay on June the 12th, 2016, with 6 flights weekly. All holiday packages will be for 2 weeks, amounting to 12,222 additional room nights for Jamaica.
Dr. McNeil added that based on the results of the implementation of this new service, the agreement may be extended to the summer of 2017. Several stakeholders in the education sector have come out in support of plans by the Ministry of Education to place Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT students in schools close to where they live. President of the Jamaica Association of Principals of Secondary Schools, Heather Murray, says the policy is a step in the right direction.
I think it's a wonderful idea. Difficult economic times, it really places a strain on parents to be passing 3 and 4 schools when there is a school in your community that you can go to. Wonderful idea. It's just that we need to look at the other implications, boarding schools and students' first choice. We need to work it through properly.
Making the announcement last week, Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites said there will always be respect for parental preferences for placement in high school, but wherever possible, parents are being asked to encourage students to attend school close to their place of residence. And Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton has hailed the Montego Bay Free Zone as a magnet for investments in Jamaica. He says the zone, which earned some $120 million last year, has been a catalyst for the business processing outsourcing BPO sector. Montego Bay Free Zone is one of the most sought-after locations for BPO operations, with a highly trained labor force and developed communications infrastructure supported by progressive government policies. Minister Hilton is expressing confidence that growth will continue and the facility will retain its relevance.
As one of the characteristics of the Montego Bay Free Zone is its flexibility, its resilience, and responding to the challenges and the changing times. And to the future, as we look to the KPO sector, and more significantly, as we look even further ahead, to the clustering under the special economic zone, which then integrates that with the logistics hub.
Jointly owned by the Port Authority of Jamaica and the Government of Jamaica, the Montego Bay Free Zone was established to promote foreign direct investments. That was GIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.